Exercise 3B, page 92.
Now in the studio, I am delighted to welcome Charlotte Brady. Charlotte has 20 years' experience as a secondary school teacher and has also written a number of articles on technology in education. Today, Charlotte is here to talk about how secondary school students can use the internet to help them do their homework. Charlotte, welcome to the show. Tell us, do you believe that students should use the internet for all their homework assignments?
No, certainly not. It's often not necessary. For most homework assignments, school textbooks offer students all the information they need. But for some homework assignments, which involve doing research, for instance, the internet can be a very useful educational tool.
I see, but I'm sure some of our listeners will worry that children are using the internet too much already, to chat to friends, for example, and shouldn't be spending even more time online to help them with their homework.
I understand this concern completely. In my research, I found that many British secondary school students spend up to 6 hours a day online. This is far too much and can have terrible effects on a teenager's health. But I don't think this should be a reason not to use the internet for educational purposes. Instead, parents should make sure that their children spend less time using the internet for entertainment and more time using it for educational reasons.
But how is this possible? For example, a student might tell his parents that he is using the internet for homework when he is actually surfing entertainment websites.
Well, that's the difficulty. But I think if parents and teachers work together, it's possible to find solutions. We need to guide and control the use of the internet for homework. For example, teachers should clearly tell their students which homework assignments they are allowed to use the internet to help them with, and make a record of this on an online page for parents to view. This way, a parent can know when their child is telling the truth about their internet usage. Also, teachers should provide students with key search words and specific sites to use so that students waste as little time as possible online.
Those sound like good ideas, but what about the problem of plagiarism? Aren't you worried that students will copy texts from the internet and hand them in as their own work?
Of course, that's an issue. In a recent survey carried out in the UK, almost 30% of students between the ages of 11 to 18 asked said that they thought it was acceptable to simply copy texts from websites and hand them in as their own work. But there's a way to fight this problem. Nowadays, there is software, such as Turnitin, that can easily spot plagiarized work. Teachers just need to copy a section of a student's text into the software, and it will search the internet to see if it already exists online. If more schools start using this sort of software, students will think twice before copying text from the internet and presenting it as their own work.
Very interesting. Charlotte Brady, thank you for being with us today.
It was a pleasure.